You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In sticking with results, Raubex, another company listed on the JSE, reported their full year results for the year ended February 2024 as well. And the company, in celebrating a good set of results, is also celebrating a significant milestone. It celebrates 50 years in existence. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Felicia Mzize, to take a look at the results and try and unpack the performance over the last year. Good evening, Felicia. Lovely to speak to you again. Very strong set of numbers and very positive signs of growth. How do you reflect on the full year?
Absolutely. I mean, as Raubex, we are celebrating 50 years of excellence and growth. And this is a testimony in terms of the resilience of the group. So this morning, we actually released the results for the year ended 29 February 2024. And as you said, Jimmy, very commendable. I mean, particularly given some of the challenges that has been faced by the country as well as the industry that we operate in. And one thing that I must really mention is that these results are especially pleasing in the light of the fact that the Beit Bridge Border Post project is no longer included in the numbers, given the completion of the project in the prior financial year.
That's quite significant, because when we last caught up, we had said that a lot of the focus was still on that Beit Bridge business because of just how much resource was going into that. With that out of the way, what becomes the largest project that Raubex has at the moment?
So as I've said, Beit Bridge is no longer included in part of the numbers, but we do have a 17-year maintenance project at Beit Bridge Border Post, which is about 1.5 billion rand. So we'll actually execute that over a 17-year period. But in terms of the pipeline, looking at the results, the two major contributors to this stellar performance is, number one, our Bauba Resources. In the mining division, they have performed very well. Our Kookfontein mine, both the north and the south pits, have done extremely well. The second contributor to this result is Western Australia. We continue to gain market share within Western Australia. And looking at, I mean, other divisions, if we can just start with Roads and Earthworks, we are implementing our projects, our key projects on the N2 N3 corridor in KZN. Those projects are going extremely well. And we are also executing our project, Senqu River Bridge in Lesotho. That project is actually performing quite well. Secondly, if we look at the construction materials division, that's where we actually supply materials. The second part of the financial year has been extremely exciting. We started seeing an increase in volume, particularly around our asphalt operations and our bitumen as well. So we're quite excited with that division. And our quarry business within the construction materials, we have seen an uptick in terms of sales volume, so they have done well. The third division, that is the infrastructure division, we have been busy there as well in terms of our housing projects. And also one of our projects in Western Cape, the Potsdam Wastewater Treatment Plant project, we're busy with that and it's progressing quite well. And obviously, as you know, our Western Australian operations, they report within the infrastructure division. And then lastly, the materials handling and mining division, we spoke about it in terms of Bauba Resources, their performance. Again, BNE International within that division, they are executing a five-year project in Namibia. Our NEMDEP project, it's progressing very well. And we've also seen an increase in terms of the requirements of bentonite within that industry as well. So all four divisions, they've actually contributed to this performance.
Sounds like quite the strong order book at this stage going into the new year. And I mean, the order book is up some 27.5% at this stage. Felicia, when we look at the business's operations, which sectors are you seeing or forecasting potential trouble from, given that we know that sectors like the construction space, at least in South Africa, haven't had the easiest time of late? And when we spoke about this the last time, we said that we desperately needed a recovery from public infrastructure expenditure or investment in public infrastructure. Are you still forecasting that some of the divisions within the business might lag behind a bit in the new year?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you look at our order book currently at 25.5 billion rands compared to 20 billion in the previous year, and you look at the split in the order book, I mean, the biggest split is going to the private sector clients. And I mean, we've said in line with our strategy that we actually want to increase, our private sector client. This is followed obviously by Sanral and also Australia and provincial governments. So the split speaks to, managing and splitting our risks properly to make sure that from a cyclicality in terms of profitability and execution, our order book is actually executed. We don't have any concerns. I mean, if you look at the private sector client base, renewables are included in there. And when you look at roads and earthworks, it's Sanral, it's also concessionaires and also provincial clients as well. So we're quite comfortable with the diversified order book that we have. And of important to note, Jimmy, is that our order book, it runs through over the next 3 to 4 years, which demonstrates that we've got a solid pipeline of work going into the future.
Definitely speaks to some consistency that would then come through from financial results. Hopefully all goes according to plan. The market certainly loved the results and loved the performance of the company. The share price was up more than 10% at one stage. Looks to close out the day closer to the 9% level. But certainly a very, very positive reaction from the market around the results that you delivered and that dividend.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of the outlook, what we do best in terms of execution, we are going to continue focusing on execution. We are excited about the pipeline of work coming our way. We've got a strong balance sheet in terms of other opportunities and acquisitions that we are actually considering. And again, I mean, the key performance is because of our people, their commitment, their hard work in terms of delivering quality projects, and we are very happy with what we have done this year.
Felicia, when we look at the chrome and PGM side of the business and the mining side of the business, that's been under a lot of pressure as well from factors beyond your control, not necessarily from a mining point of view, but more from the market seeing the PGM basket as somewhat of a riskier operation. Is there something that you guys are looking at that could potentially bring about diversification in the mining space?
So if you look at what we're actually mining now, we're looking at chrome predominantly in terms of Kookfontein mine and also Moeijelijk mine as well. And the chrome price, to be honest with you, it has actually been good and it has been stable, and we actually expect it to actually hold at the correct levels. And if you look at the exchange rate, it's been in our favor as well. So that has been our strategy, and you would have seen in the results that we've actually acquired 74% of the Naboom mine. That is an open cast mine that is going also to focus on chrome as well. But in terms of capital investment, we are not looking at actually investing currently, but it's something that we're looking into that it will benefit the group from a profitability point of view around FY 26, 27. But I must say, this acquisition actually extends our life of mine, and it speaks to the diversification strategy that we've actually implemented as a group.
Certainly a stronger position that the business is in now going forward, especially into the coming years. We'll leave it at that, Felicia. Thanks so much for those insights. Felicia Msiza, who is the CEO at Raubex, joining me to reflect on the company's full year results.
You've been listening to another Moneyweb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more Moneyweb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow Moneyweb News for daily updates.